What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, January 10th, 2023, getting into the week here, getting into the month, getting into the new year. And as usual, it's a very busy news day. There's a lot going on out there. We're going to try and get as much done as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and let's get right on into it. Boy, I'm really feeling sorry for all those people on the West Coast, especially California. They're literally experiencing a parade of cyclones, which is nowhere near as much fun as like the Rose Parade or any of that. And California is just swamped. They have flooding in Los Angeles County, and they're still trying to figure out the degree of destruction, but social media is showing flooded streets, overflowing streams and rivers, and mudslides in what is usually a dry, sunny place where residents have to worry about drought. Well, I don't think they're going to have to worry about the drought too much longer, given all things that are going on. The National Weather Service said 34 million people are under flood alerts right now. And in Los Angeles County, a flood warning is in effect throughout the entire evening. This has been a terrible storm. There are at least a dozen people dead. Over 100,000 are still without power as California braces for the worst atmospheric river barrage yet. And so, yeah, it's going to be bad. Now, ever hear the saying that people who live in glass houses should never throw stones? Proving that is the fact that it has now come on out that Joe Biden also took classified documents from the White House when he was vice president. And you need to understand that while the president does have the power to declassify documents, the vice president does not have that authority. So Joe Biden had these still classified documents. He basically left them in the Penn Biden Center, and they were discovered there. And boy, you remember that big stink about Mar-a-Lago? Well, it's a different reaction that we're getting right now. So far, it's a big, well, you know, it's no big deal. Republicans are demanding a national intelligence conduct an immediate damage assessment. Apparently, there was material inside the classified documents about Iraq, Iran, various other things as well. So Republicans are demanding a damage assessment into Joe Biden removing and retaining highly classified information in an unsecure, non-government office. And Attorney General Merrick Garland has appointed the U.S. attorney in Chicago to review the classified documents discovered at the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement. The classified documents from Joe Biden's vice president were discovered at a think tank affiliated with the current president. Now, so far, they've found roughly 10 documents. And the CBS News has learned the FBI is also involved in the U.S. attorney's inquiry, which means there's going to be a cover up here. And, Biden is dodging requests and the media, the reporters were shouting at him, Mr. President, did you mishandle classified documents? And Biden just sort of smiled, that sort of vacant, you know, mindless smile that he does here. And reports are coming on out that these files contained information on Ukraine, Iran, and the United Kingdom. Now, Biden is currently in Mexico City for a meeting of the Three Amigos, trying to resurrect the North American Union. They're talking to the president of Mexico. Justin Trudeau is there, and so is Joe Biden. Now, Donald Trump has already responded to Biden's having retained classified documents in an old office, asking, is the FBI going to raid Joe Biden's homes? And probably the answer is no. Because it's only a bad thing when a Republican does it. And the Democrats are already out there trying to downplay Biden's classified documents and say there's no comparison to what happened to Mar-a-Lago. And there's already shills pouring all over social media saying, well, really, what Trump did was so much, much worse. And this, what Biden did is just really, you're being so picky about, you know, what's going on there. And so there's going to be big cover up on that. But yeah, they made a big stink about Trump having classified documents. And again, the president does have the authority to say this is no longer classified, an authority the vice president does not have. All right. Getting into the House of Representatives, we are already seeing changes being made. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced he has plans to remove Democrats Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, and Ilhan Omar from committees on which they previously served. Now, Schiff and Swalwell both served on the House Intelligence Committee, with the former serving as chair. Swalwell also had a role on the Homeland Security Committee. Omar served on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. And McCarthy particularly pointed to Swalwell, who has been accused of ties to a Chinese spy, as being a security liability on the Intel and Homeland Security. Now, McCarthy came on out and said, Swalwell can't get a security clearance in the private sector. I'm not going to give him a government security clearance. So McCarthy is already out there trying to clean up a little bit of the mess. Now, Mike Rogers has stepped down from the House Steering Committee after that semi-violent altercation with Matt Gaetz. He was lunging at Matt Gaetz. And Dan Crenshaw has lost his race for the Homeland Security chair after calling fellow Republicans terrorists. And so, yeah, a lot of bad feelings going on there. Now, Matt Gaetz is saying that the House of Representatives is now in a stronger place, okay, because of, you know, the turmoil over the election of the Speaker. People were finally standing up and actually having honest debates. And even though Kevin McCarthy still wound up with the Speaker position, it sent a message that things are not going to be business as usual in the House of Representatives. All right. Now, Congressman Byron Donalds, a Republican from Florida, told Fox Business News' Maria Bartiromo that he would support impeaching Joe Biden if the House investigations into Biden and his family did find evidence of wrongdoing. So impeachment is on the table. Now, the House can impeach, but it takes the Senate to remove from office. That's not going to happen. Okay, but it will certainly be payback for all the impeachments they were throwing at Donald Trump to try and tarnish his legacy and his reputation. Now, getting on back to Donald Trump's tax returns, there's an interesting article that came on out from Political Insider basically implying that the Democrats overplayed their hand in publicizing Trump's tax returns and pointed out that the reason, you know, he had no taxable income in some years is that annual wealth accrued by the wealthy is not taxable. Only when assets are sold do you have income which is subject to the tax. Democrats, of course, back in, you know, 2016 were screaming, oh, he's got to release his tax returns. He's, you know, he's up to no good. Hillary Clinton came on out and said it's obvious Donald Trump has done a lot of things he needs to hide from voters. And they just went on. But sadly, the tax return issue shows it's a big nothing burger. There was absolutely nothing in there to suggest Russian collusion, which is what Hillary Clinton and the Democrats were saying would be found in those tax returns, proof that Donald Trump was working with that evil Vladimir Putin. And, of course, we all know that it was Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation that were at the heart of the Uranium One deal. And having set this precedent of making public the tax returns of our political leaders, which, by the way, I think is a good idea in general, you know, people are starting to say, let's see the tax returns of these members of Congress and presidents who increased their personal wealth tremendously while they were in office. And they can't say, well, we simply can't do that because they did it with Donald Trump. All righty. Now, getting on down to FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried's $450 million investment in Robinhood stock has now been seized by Justice Department prosecutors. And so they're already going after his wealth. His corporate structure is not protecting him. Meanwhile, former FTX executive Nishad Singh is seeking a cooperation deal from authorities. Now, Nishad was the former head of engineering at FTX, and he met with federal prosecutors seeking a deal. This is being reported in Bloomberg. This makes Singh the third member of Sam Bankman-Fried's inner circle to seek leniency in this case. And so we'll see what's going to happen there. I would like to hope that we're going to see Sam Bankman-Fried shipped off, you know, to play canasta with Bernie Madoff or something like that. But given that FTX was operating as a slush fund for so many Democrats who don't want that to come on out, I have a feeling that Sam Bankman-Fried is going to get a get-out-of-jail-free card. Or he may get suicided, like Jeffrey Epstein, and go to the Cayman Islands, and he and Jeffrey will have a good laugh at the expense of the American people. Now, over at MSNBC, they are still hard left, hard liberal, and Joy Reid was saying it's disturbing that Republicans want to investigate Hunter Biden. Well, you know, Hunter Biden was neck deep in corruption inside Ukraine. You know, remember when Joe Biden was actually bragging that he succeeded in getting the prosecutor looking into Burisma fired as a condition of some of the money taken from you to give to Zelensky? And there is, of course, the laptop, and setting aside all the salacious photos and the porn and the drugs and prostitutes, there's a lot of information in there about just what's been going on inside Ukraine, not to mention China, that should be investigated because there appears to have been a great deal of influence peddling going on, at the very least. Now, over in Arizona, Katie Hobbs has been sworn in as the new governor. Apparently, she broke out laughing during the administering of the oath. But Republican legislators literally walked out on her radical State of the Union address. And the members of the legislature and the Arizona Freedom Caucus turned their backs on Katie Hobbs and walked out on her speech Monday and slammed her in a new statement for the election riddled with violations of Arizona law and her embrace of the left's extreme woke agenda. And Hobbs was nowhere to be found after she gave her inaugural address. However, Gateway Pundit correspondent Jordan Conradson had the opportunity to speak with incoming Arizona Secretary of State Adrian Fontes after incoming Attorney General Chris Mays ran away from questions. And Fontes claimed that the 2022 election in Maricopa County was perfectly good and machines did not fail on Election Day, which is a blatant lie. We know that that is certainly not the truth. All right. Roger Stone is back in the news, and he's basically pointing to recently resurfaced tapes of Richard Nixon that seem to imply that Nixon knew that the CIA was involved in the assassination of John F. Kennedy back in 1963. Now, this was a taped conversation between President Nixon and former CIA Director Robert Helms that took place around lunchtime, October 8th, 1971, in which Nixon made the comment, the whole who shot John thing, is Eisenhower to blame, is Johnson to blame, is Kennedy to blame, is Nixon to blame, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, may become not by me, but may become a very, very vigorous issue. In other words, Nixon was concerned about the truth of this matter coming on out, especially given that some of the players in the Watergate break-in were working for Richard Nixon and were in Dealey Plaza on the day of the assassination. So Nixon was up to his neck in it. And that was the reason for the Watergate break-in. I mean, Nixon was so far ahead of McGovern. And everybody was saying, why did they even bother breaking into the Democratic headquarters at the Watergate Hotel. This was a slam dunk. Well, the Democrats had acquired evidence, placing some of Nixon's henchmen in Dealey Plaza, and that's what the Watergate burglars were really trying to recover, including E. Howard Hunt. It was his rear end on the line. And Nixon eventually resigned rather than face an impeachment trial and answer the question about why did you even bother? What was going on? Because there was a bigger cover-up behind the cover-up of the burglary itself. And along the way, of course, they got rid of Vice President Spiro T. Agnew and brought in Gerald R. Ford, who had served on the Warren Commission and knew all about the cover-up. And Nixon trusted him to basically slam a lid on the whole thing, which Ford did, came on in, issued mass pardons to everybody, declared our long national nightmare is over, and we don't need to look at this anymore. And so the cover-up remained in place. Okay, getting into media. I didn't even know this social media platform exists. It's called Mastodon. It was considered the liberal alternative to Twitter. And over the past month, since Elon Musk purchased Twitter and started overhauling it, bringing back freedom of speech, membership at Mastodon has dropped 30%. Because nobody likes a liar. All right. Now, getting on to the collusion, the conspiracy between the government and social media to deprive you of your right to freedom of speech. Apparently, the White House staff actually grilled Facebook for not censoring Tucker Carlson. And, you know, officials in the Biden administration repeatedly questioned Facebook's decision to not completely censor a video posted by Tucker Carlson criticizing the COVID-19 vaccines. And at one point, implying that Facebook was encouraging violent behavior and was somehow responsible for the January 6th insurrection, which we know now, comparing that to what's going on in Brazil, it was, in fact, a peaceful protest. So, yeah, there was a lot of covering up about this. And Tucker Carlson commented on this on his show yesterday about this 2021 email from a White House official demanding Facebook censor him for pointing out the huge problems with the COVID vaccine. And now we have found out that the White House official who engineered this was the Director of Digital Strategy, Rob Flaherty. He was the one who was out there demanding Facebook censor Tucker Carlson and other people about the problems with the COVID vaccines. Okay. Now, I think we mentioned this the other day, but it bears mentioning again. There was a member of the Pfizer board, Scott Gottlieb, and he used a Twitter lobbyist at the White House to try and help suppress debate on the COVID vaccines. Because, you know, there's a lot of money there. And, you know, when you're an executive at a company like that, you've got stock options and you're invested in the company that you work for. And, you know, you will do anything to keep that money flowing on in. Now, Facebook actually requested talking points from the Biden administration following the warning from the FDA about blood clots associated with the vaccines. And this, of course, was evidence that the Johnson & Johnson one-shot-and-done vaccine could cause blood clots, and it was actually pulled off the market. That's a shot Claire and I had, and so far we don't think we're suffering any adverse effects, but, you know, Claire's had some problems with her carotid arteries now. And, you know, Facebook was saying, what do you want us to say? How do we get ahead of this? The FDA is now out there saying that there's a problem. Now, over in China, they have now suspended or closed the social media accounts of more than 1,000 critics of the government's policies on the COVID-19 outbreak. Gee, I wonder where they got that idea. But then again, as they say, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. So we got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Oh, Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stayed upon a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID. We're talking about the conspiracy between the government and social media to keep you all dangerously ignorant of the adverse effects from these highly experimental treatments. They're gene therapies. They're not really vaccines. They only call them vaccines to get you to just go along with it here. And there was an interesting article that came out of Zero Hedge reminding us all that the Washington Post built most of its current reputation on the fact that they did more than any other newspaper to expose Watergate. And, of course, they had been, along with the New York Times, publishers of the Pentagon Papers. And that's what took them from being a small one-town newspaper to being a national sheet. And so this article is saying, you know, where's the Woodward and Bernstein for the COVID scandals? Okay, because the COVID scandals are worse than Watergate. Nobody died in Watergate, and a lot of people are dying here. Now, we've had an interesting admission from the FDA. They are admitting that they deviated from the normal approval process when dealing with Pfizer's mRNA COVID-19 shot. Okay? And Weeks after Pfizer and its partner BioNTech announced they started a rolling submission of documents for approval of their vaccine, the FDA penned a memorandum authorizing the release of a biologics license application number for the shot even before there had been a decision to approve it. Now, the normal practice is you have to look at the vaccine and then consider the emergency use authorization, and the FDA just basically went ahead with the paperwork before they knew anything at all about what was going on. And this sort of fits in with the revelation that the COVID vaccine campaign was being run like it was a response to a biological warfare attack. And again, as I said yesterday, I don't think there was an actual attack because, let's face it, COVID, you know, 99 point blah, blah, blah survival rate, it's hardly an effective biological weapon. So somebody may have said, well, we need to have a drill. We're planning on using these biological weapons in World War III. And, you know, let's just have a dry run to see about getting everybody vaccinated, which hasn't really worked out all that well. Another article, this one coming from Global Research, is basically saying that the CDC appears to be deleting records from the vaccine adverse events reporting system. That whole system is supposed to be, you know, the first alarm, the first warning that there's a problem with the new medication. And, you know, we know that there's a tremendous underreporting factor in the database to begin with. But under Dr. Rochelle Walensky, CDC is failing to properly manage the vaccine adverse event reporting system. And by doing so, they're suppressing the already alarming safety signal of the COVID-19 shots. So it's going back to like Richard Nixon, who said it's not the crime that gets you, it's the cover-up. And boy, have we got one here. Okay, story out of the Gateway Pundit. During a European Union hearing on COVID-19 last October, Pfizer's president of international development markets, Janine Small, admitted that the vaccine had never been tested for its ability to prevent transmission. Now, they were telling us different. You know, if you take the shot, you will not give COVID to anybody else. And here we have this executive at Pfizer who made one of the shots in common usage saying, no, we never tested for that. We have no idea. And, she basically justified it saying we have to really move at the speed of science to understand what's taking place in the market, which is a nonsensical statement to make, because if you know anything about science, it is slow. It is a slow process. You hypothesize something, you test the hypothesis. If the test works, you move forward to reproducibility and then publication. If the testing does not support the hypothesis, you go back to square one. They were just jamming this thing through as hard as they could, and they weren't even testing for things like preventing contagion. It was completely ridiculous. Okay, another story from Global Research, documenting an explosive increase in cardiac symptoms after the second injection of mRNA. If you've only had one of those shots, you may be okay, but when people got the second shot, the third shot, the 12th booster, the 87th booster, they got some serious problems. According to this article, after the second injection of mRNA, 17% of patients reported cardiovascular symptoms. 17%. It's amazing. Over at LifeSite News, they have we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And welcome back to our show. We're still talking about COVID, medical issues here. There's a story out of LifeSite News talking about yet another report that's come on out showing the COVID booster shots are linked to increases in cancer, heart issues, and a decline overall in average lifespans. And we're certainly seeing that here in the United States because of the increase in cancers. The average lifespan of Americans is getting shorter and shorter year after year. Story out of Natural News warning about the damage to your natural immune system from the shots. And they're describing it as COVID-induced AIDS, which was acquired immunity deficiency syndrome. Now they've got a new name for it. It's VIDS. Vaccine-induced deficiency syndrome, and they're saying sickness and death will increase as mRNA-damaged immune systems are vulnerable to every new disease that comes along. This is a heck of a business model for the medical-industrial complex. You know, we're not making enough money. We'll just, create a new disease and, get them all sick permanently, and we'll all be rich. Now, out in California, we've talked about this before, the California Democrats have legislated control over medical practice out of the hands of doctors. This is a bit of a shock here because, you know, we're all told doctors go to school for a very, very long time to learn their craft, and that decisions about a patient's health should be between the patient and the doctor. And the California Democrats are going for a model where the government now dictates your health care rather than the doctor. And doctors who refuse to go along with it are at risk for losing their license. Okay, now getting back to Damar Hamlin, he has been released from the hospital. He's returned home to Buffalo. They're saying, you know, that you know, he's doing okay. Whether he'll ever fully recover is still way up in the future here. You know, in a similar situation to Damar Hamlin, Los Angeles Rams rookie Russ Yeast had to go to the hospital on Sunday after suffering a pulmonary contusion. So, yeah. Meanwhile, in non-COVID news, 15 children have died from strep A in the United Kingdom in recent weeks. Could an outbreak in the U.S. follow? And I'm sure the pharmaceutical companies are going to go say, oh, yes, yes, you got to buy this medicine. Got to get these shots, you know, protect your kids. And the marketing of products goes on. There's a story out of CBS basically talking about new guidelines to deal with children struggling with obesity, recommending drugs and surgery. The earlier, the better, saying waiting does not work. And so the solution is more money to doctors, more surgery, more chemicals that we're not really short of. Now, there is an obvious solution to the obesity epidemic, and it's to ban food companies from using chemicals in food that make people eat more. Things like monosodium glutamate and aspartame interfere with the brain signal that says, I've had enough to eat. Now, when scientists are doing obesity studies using rats, they have to load the food up with monosodium glutamate because rats, by their nature, only eat what they need. And you don't find fat rats, you know, naturally, or even if they're kept as pets. They stay very sleek. To get them overweight for the obesity studies, they have to load up the food with chemicals, and those same chemicals are found in the food you buy at the supermarket to increase the profits to the food companies. Okay? And then that's why we have an obesity epidemic in this country. And it's another marketing opportunity. We're going to sell you an exercise machine. We're going to sell you a health club membership. We're going to sell you diet pills and all the rest of that. Just keep the money flowing here. We don't want to hear about solutions like, you know, cleaning up our food or ivermectin or anything like that, because that's just bad for business. All righty. Fisher-Price is finally recalling their Rock and Play sleeper infant seat because it has now been linked to over 100 babies' deaths. Apparently, the babies can flop over inside the seat and suffocate themselves. And so if you are a parents of a small infant and you have one of these Rock and Play sleepers, you do not want to be using it. You definitely do not. Okay, getting to the international news here. Russia nears the capture of a strategic town in the heart of savage fighting in eastern Ukraine. This is the mining town of Soledar, and Moscow's troops have escalated their assault on defensive positions around Bakhmut. And apparently the paths of exit for the armed forces of Ukraine from Soledar is now completely blocked. They are cut off and encircled. That's a bad, bad situation. Meanwhile, the Kremlin, probably responding to the fact that an official in Ukraine admitted being a proxy for NATO, Russian Security Council Secretary Nikolai Patrushev said that, yes, Russia is now fighting the entirety of Ukraine. Britain is getting ready to send main battle tanks into the fray. German and NATO tanks are rolling into Ukraine as well. And meanwhile, of course, the Ukrainian foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, is saying, well, you haven't done enough to support us. You know, there's got to be more here. Talk about greedy, 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 greedy. It's no making these people happy. And the whole thing is becoming a soap opera. The United States is now considering Stryker armored combat vehicles for yet another aid package to help Kiev fend off an expected Russian spring offensive. And those Strykers are very monstrous trucks here. We actually had some on the set when we were filming the pilot for the new Hawaii 5-0. So I got to sort of walk around and kick the tires, and, very impressive vehicle here. Meanwhile, Senator Angus King said the U.S. should remain in Ukraine until Putin is out. And here's your rifle, Angus. Here's your parachute. And go and have fun. But the rest of us, we are tired of endless war to benefit the bankers. And we're going to sit this one out. Meanwhile, up in Sweden, they are reactivating civil conscription. That's a polite name for the draft in response to the Ukraine war. And they're bolstering the country's emergency response services and basically building up their armed forces. Meanwhile, Sweden has announced that they refuse to meet Turkish demands and probably will not join NATO because Turkey has vowed to basically block them. Now, conventional wisdom is eventually Turkey will back down and Finland and Sweden will become members of NATO. Frankly, given the proximity of a major war on the European land, I would suggest that the people of Sweden and Finland might want to say, no, we don't want this deal. Let's go for a policy of neutrality and sit this one out. Okay, now down in Brazil, and by the way, have you noticed how terrified everybody who participated in rigged elections in this country are? How terrified they are of what's going on in Brazil. And we're seeing all these statements come on out and say, well, these people of Brazil, they're attacking their democratic institutions. No, actually, the vote riggers attacked the democratic institutions, and the people are responding to that. So Bolsonaro is getting ready to return to Brazil. He's been in a Florida hospital. He had some intestinal problems, complications of a knife attack that he suffered back in 2018. Meanwhile, again, demonstrating the fear that what's going on in Brazil could spread to the United States, a New York Times reporter is now blaming Donald Trump for the Brazil riots, okay? And over at CNN, they're now calling it election denialism, and it's a U.S. export. Obviously to Brazil, it's our refusal to accept election results that has led to what's going on down there in Brazil. And Jim Sciutto was basically pounding the desk trying to connect Donald Trump and January 6th to what's going on down in Brazil. Okay, the U.S. and Japanese militaries are increasing cooperation in preparation for a possible war with China over Taiwan or maybe other areas in the Asia Pacific. The U.S. wants to control those sea lanes of communication. That includes all the islands that China has built up in the South China Sea, emphasis on South China Sea. And so they're dragging Japan into this as well. Over in Israel, Netanyahu is pushing ahead with his hardline agenda, and part of that is telling the United States it's time to get tough with Iran, you go kill them for us, and cracking down on the Palestinians. Ben-Gvir just banned all public displays of the Palestinian flag. We just want you to go away and pretend that you're not here anymore. Meanwhile, there's been a terrible incident. Israeli border police officers were filmed throwing a stun grenade without any reason at a Palestinian man who lost his left eye as a result of the explosion. This happened back on January 2nd in the area of Asira Ash Shemalia in the north of the occupied West Bank. It was viral on social media, and the victim was 20-year-old Abdullah Rawabja, leaning on his car and just smoking a cigarette on the side of the road. And an Israeli military jeep just drives toward him with the door open, and somebody throws the grenade out of the jeep and, you know, blasts him in the face, and he's lost his left eye. Now, people around the world are looking at Israel's crackdown on the Palestinians and the punitive measures being done to punish Palestine for daring to go to the International Court of Justice. And 2 years ago, Morocco and Israel signed the U.S. brokered joint declaration, officially recognizing Israel and starting diplomatic ties. Now, Moroccans are starting to say that wasn't really a good idea, and they're having second thoughts about normalizing relations with Israel. I'm trying to remember, there was this Israeli official who said Israel must be seen as a mad dog. And it worked. The whole world sees Israel as a mad dog. Down in Africa, we are seeing a continuation of the attacks on farmers. There have been murders, outright torture, shootings, stabbings, people being bound up with barbed wire, and it's a free-for-all down there. And we could be headed the same direction here with this very soft attitude on black crime, and, you know, blacks are entitled to be criminals because of slavery and reparations and so forth. And it's completely and utterly ridiculous. And we do need to keep an eye on the atrocities that are happening in South Africa if we don't want that happening here. Meanwhile, China has decided to counter U.S. dollar hegemony with gold reserves. They're building up their gold reserves. They're now doing currency swap deals directly for the yuan. And Zero Hedge had an article saying that China is stockpiling gold to basically have a sanction-proof economy if there is some kind of an invasion or threat. So everybody's getting ready here. Meanwhile, if China's economy fully reopens following the pandemic, oil prices could exceed $140 per barrel. This according to hedge fund manager Pierre Andrand, because as China opens up and gets away from the pandemic, their factories are going to reopen. There's going to be a demand for energy and oil. Prices will go up. Now, potentially offsetting that, okay, Russia has restored oil output at the Sakhalin 1 oil project. It used to be run by Exxon. Exxon left as part of the sanctions program. Russia stepped on in. They have the facility working again. And so they're getting their energy needs met. Meanwhile, shipping rates in the Black Sea have risen by 20% just in the last week because the war risk insurance premiums are just going right through the roof, and nobody wants to be operating these very expensive ships without the adequate insurance to replace them. And war insurance is very, very costly. All right. At the end of December, Goldman Sachs Group's executive officer David Solomon announced in a year-end message that headcount reduction is weeks away. Okay, last year they were on a hiring spree. They were hiring everybody to come on in. Now they're also in economic trouble, and Goldman will begin the process of firing 3,200 employees. More than a third of those will be from the investment bank's core trading and banking units. These firings will be the largest ever in Goldman Sachs' operational history. All right. Now, down at Disney World in Orlando, the Disney company has been offering their wage workers an additional $1 per hour pay increase. Now, Disney does not call them employees. They're called cast members because they are on display to the public at all times and have to maintain a persona for the public. But the unions representing the wage workers are saying that this is inadequate in a time of soaring inflation. Now, as a little reminder, Disney has lost $63 billion, with a B, in market value since they went woke. Excuse me. Now, Biden is unveiling a plan to slash student loan monthly payments. What they're going to now tie them to is the borrower's current income. In other words, the more you are earning in salary, the higher your loan payments will be. If you're making less money, your payments will be lower, and they think that this is going to be an equitable situation. Now, House Republicans yesterday voted unanimously to repeal the funding for the new army of 87,000 IRS agents. The final vote for the entire House, Democrats included, was 221 to 210. And the so-called inflation... Oh, got to take a break for commercials. My goodness, our time flies. I'm having fun. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about how House Republicans have voted unanimously to repeal the funding for the army of 87,000 IRS agents. Now, the so-called Inflation Reduction Act funded this. The Wall Street Journal claimed that the new army of IRS agents will target the middle and upper classes, but according to studies, the IRS audits the poor at five times the rate of everyone else because they don't have the means to fight back. The IRS, of course, also has a history of targeting conservatives and conservative groups. So the House approved its first bill on Monday night, rescinding the funding. Now, this looks really good, but the problem is that the Senate, which is still under Democrat control, would have to pass a similar measure before it goes to the White House for Biden to sign, and he's not going to do it. So the end result is Infernal Revenue Service will still have its army, but the American people will understand it's the Democrats and Biden who want this to happen. Now, a little bit of a victory for people who are farmers. The John Deere company has now agreed to give U.S. customers the right to fix their own equipment. Previously, farmers using John Deere equipment were only allowed to use authorized parts and service facilities rather than go to cheaper independent repair options. And consumer groups have been calling on companies, to have a right to repair everything from smartphones to tractors. Now, I remember when I was a kid and I was growing up in farming country, John Deere was the big name. And they didn't really need to do things like this. Everybody went to John Deere. Okay, but now they're playing the same kind of games with their consumers that other companies are. CNN is now admitting that Joe Biden's trip to the southern border was a bit of a disaster. He was down there for 3 hours and didn't really even get to the border to see the migrants. He just drove along a stretch of fence and said, "That's it, I'm here at the border." Meanwhile, Kamala Harris did not accompany Biden on that trip. So the optics on this are really not what the White House was hoping they were going to be. Now, a New York Times reporter, Michael Shear, left top White House officials frazzled after confronting them about Biden's dismal record on immigration, saying it's a humanitarian disgrace. And so the White House got all huffy and how dare you and so forth. Now, there was an article in VDare saying it's time for states to consider secession in order to reclaim the immigration laws. Because we know a lot of these border states have been trying to control their own borders only to be thwarted by the federal government. And so a lot of states are starting to say, we don't need these people in Sodom on the Potomac anymore. All right. Up in New Jersey, a judge has granted a temporary restraining order against New Jersey's new gun controls that bar licensed concealed carry in so-called sensitive places, with sensitive places being any place the government declares. All righty, we got to take a break here for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, You have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.